Hi guys, welcome to TGIM. Thank God it's Monday with the one and only Ola. So guys, today I have with me a special friend of mine. His name is Taye. Taye, do you want to say hi?
Yeah, and I'm Taye. Welcome to TGIM, Ola. Yeah, I'm here with Ola Mide and it's like...
Okay, so Taye, what do you do, like that kind of intro?
I'm Taye. Yeah, I'm a software developer, mostly focusing on mobile and web. Yeah, so that's just all I do, and also, yeah, that's just all.
So basically, you're a tech guy.
Yeah, in a way, yeah, I'm a tech guy.
All right, so. Like I said, welcome guys to TGIM with Yola. It's another Monday and we thank God for how he has kept us from the first week of January till now. This is the last Monday of the month of January. And I really sincerely hope that everybody has been having a great start to 2021. I think this is like the fastest January I've ever seen in my life, because like this January is fast, Abby.
Yeah.
Like it's very fast, guys, so I think that's a good sign in a way. So I hope everybody's having a great start to 2021, and I hope we are getting things done, we are not sleeping away and wasting time. So like, without wasting too much time, today we'll be talking about learning a new skill, like what are the challenges you face, or like how to scale through such challenges and stuff like that. So personally, if you know me well and you know my gist well, you know that I've tried to learn so many things in my life, like so many things, like I should not count them because it's even embarrassing. But yeah, so like I realized that while learning these skills, I give up very easily. Like, have you experienced something like that before?
Okay, yeah. Whenever I'm learning a new skill, number one, I'm not learning something that someone else would drive me, like push me to learn. Something I'm willing to always, like something I'm very, very interested in. So if I want to learn something that I have to put my heart into it, something that, okay, I can wake up 2 a.m., I can just wake up like straight and go to my desk to like do what the stuff I need to do relating to that skill. Something that I'm not being forced to do. So it's something that I'm willing to do. So with that willingness, like I'm able to like encourage myself whenever I'm facing any difficulty in it. And so it's just like you're not being forced to do something. If you are being forced to do something, you always be grumbling. You don't have that motivation to like go for that whenever you are facing any difficulty along the way, something like that. So first and foremost, you must be passionate about what the new skill you are trying to gain, and also like that's just it.
Okay, so if I get you, what you are trying to say is that, okay, like we should not learn skills that people, like someone is pushing us to learn, that is passion, like
yeah.
What we like, we yes. Should
what you are passionate about, because of when there will be a test. The test is that when you face difficulty, if it's not something you're passionate about, you won't be able to like scale through in a way. But if it's something that you have been forced to do, whenever you face difficulty and stress, you just like give up, because of it's not out of your mind they are doing it. So that's just it.
Yeah, that's cool, Sha. That was actually smart, because I know like 2 or 3 people that are my friends said that try to learn something, but along the line they just felt discouraged. And I have friends too that tried to learn that same thing, but they kept going because they liked it and they found like passion in it along the way. So I think the first step to learning a new skill is find what you love, find what you are passionate about. Like, don't deceive yourself. Like, you know that you're not someone that like stress, you're not somebody that you grumble a lot, like things old man swear, like you don't like stress, and you are going to learn something like maybe tailoring, something really stressful, Of course, when you face little stress like this, you'll be discouraged. So, number one, when you start thinking of learning a new skill, learn something that you would love, please. So, what are like other challenges that you feel like people face when they're learning a new skill?
Challenges people face when they're learning. Number one, okay, I should give myself like an example. When I was learning how to program, like I started at very, very young age when I was in a junior secondary school. Like I started with reading books and the rest. So the challenges I faced, that's number one, I don't have like peer groups that do what I do around. So whenever I'm having any challenge, I have to like sort it out myself. If I was not passionate about what I was doing, I could have given up, because there are sometimes that I would look very worried. My mom would be like, Taye, you need to like stop doing what you're doing, or you need to look for someone. There are sometimes that I went to meet that mommy, see, there's no way I can fix this bug. I've tried my best. What can I do? Should be like, oh, okay. And there's someone that I know that I read computer science, something like that. And these are people that I know that the computer science they read is like Fortran or this old language. It's not be of relevance to me. Just tell her, mommy, don't worry, I will see a way like to skill through. So for you to like, yeah, those are challenges you face. Like you should be among people of like minds, so that whenever you are having a difficulty, you can always like meet them up and ask them. Because one thing with, though I'm using programming as an instance, one thing with programming is that whatever challenge you're facing, someone has already faced that before. So as time went on, like I got introduced to the online community where I can always search for, whenever I'm having an issue, I can always search on the internet through Stack Overflow, like to see different solutions to different problems, which has always helped me. Yeah, and also whenever you're learning a new skill, you should not be an island like on your own, that you don't want to seek help from people that you know that does that. When I gained admission into university, like the stuff that affected me is that I'm always a loner in a way, like alone. So I did not easily mix up with guys that, though there are so many people that program on campus, but I did not like quickly mix up with them. So I was like doing all my stuff on my own, which really affected me, because there's some project that I'm supposed to have finished in less time, but because of I'm on my own, I'm not eager to like work on other stuff. So I just dragged the project for quite a long time, which really affected me. So you should always like meet up with like minds, share ideas together and the rest, and you can always motivate each other, encourage each other and the rest. And yeah, that's just it.
Okay, so I think Taya said it all. So apart from knowing what you're passionate about, he mentioned that you should surround yourself with like minds, like have a set of friends that do exactly the same thing that you want, the same skill you're trying to learn. So whenever you face challenges, you shall know that you have somebody to cry to. Like, so try and have people around you that do the same things you are planning to do. Then also don't be like on your own. Don't try to fix problems on your own. Like reach out when you can. So those are like very key points like in learning a new skill. But in the year 2021, I really want to advise everybody to learn something new. See, the world is evolving in a way. Like if you decide not to learn something new, like just decide to stay where you are, the world will move and you will just be there. So like this is a ginger to everybody out there to try and learn something, even if it seems impossible or it seems as if you can't learn it. I'm here to like ginger you that you can actually do it. So guys, go out and learn something. There are so many skills you can learn even on the internet, like on YouTube, on Udemy and some other learning sites and stuff like that. So guys, learn to learn.
Yeah, see, learning is an important skill that especially in this 21st century that we need to pick up seriously, because of number one, what we most people like outside the country and the rest, what's the way they earn their money is not sometimes from what they studied in school. most of the, like, there are different ways to make money nowadays, and skill, having an associated skill with your education, with your certificate, is always good, because like it's good to be productive in a way. Yeah, it's good to be productive. So having a skill that you can always fall back to, especially here in Nigeria, that if you graduate self, it's only God that will help you with the job, like to get job in a way. So if you are not that connected, you can always start up something to do. And also with, especially with something like marketing or like hand skill, like slippers making and dress, these are things that easily you don't need like much capital for it. You don't need to like advertise for it, like you don't need to advertise that much, since there's too many social media platforms, especially TikTok. The way there are so many people that the way they blew on TikTok, like people that they never imagined that they'll be able to like compete with all these top brands with the money they spent like on advertisement. But these are people that just released like two to three videos, and the others that are coming, I don't know if most people have seen all those type of videos. Some people be like surprised that just released two videos on my craft, on making sandals and dress, and the others that are coming in that I even have to quit my day-to-day job just be able to like satisfy the other and the rest. So with all this, with social media is a blessing in a way, and also in the course in another way too. So surely speak like the good side of everything, of any technology you're using, there's always a good side and bad side to it. So especially in the area of business and marketing, so all those TikTok, most people that are succeeding through that, they are not spending the large money that Nike is spending on advertisement, all these big companies are spending on advertisement, and the stuff that they are getting is like, and they're not going to employ people that are going to like produce videos for the advert address. So it's just have to think and look for creative ways to do things. That's just all.
Alright, so thank you so much, Taye, for coming on my show. So guys, this is one superstar now that just showed on my show. I'm so humble. So thank you so much for featuring on this episode. So guys, thank you for listening. I hope you have a lovely week. This is with, like, I'm giving you so much love. I'm giving all of you virtual hugs. Have fun this week. Bye.